At least one killed as Russian missiles strike Ukraine capital Kyiv. By Breitbart London on April 6, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, one person was killed Sunday as Russian airstrikes hit the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, while the death toll from Friday's deadly attack on the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih continued to rise. The Kyiv victim was found close to the strike's epicenter of the attack in the city's Donetsky district, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said. A further three people were injured in the strike, which saw fires break out in several non-residential areas, damaging cars and buildings. In a statement on social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the intensifying Russian attacks showed that there is still insufficient international pressure on Moscow. He said Russia has launched more than 1,460 guided aerial bombs, nearly 670 attack drones and more than 30 missiles at Ukraine in the past week alone. These attacks are Russian President Vladimir Putin's response to all international diplomatic efforts. Each of our partners, the United States, all of Europe, the entire world, has seen that Russia intends to continue the war and the killing, Zelensky said. That is why there can be no easing of pressure. All efforts must be aimed at guaranteeing security and bringing peace closer. Zelensky also said that the missiles fired into Ukraine had been launched by Russian ships stationed in the Black Sea. While U.S. negotiators announced on March 25 that both Moscow and Kyiv had agreed to a Black Sea ceasefire, the Kremlin has pushed for some Western sanctions against Russia to be lifted before such an agreement comes into force. This is one reason why Russia distorts diplomacy and will not agree to an unconditional Black Sea ceasefire. They want to retain the opportunity to strike at our cities and our ports from the sea, Zelensky wrote on Telegram. A ceasefire at sea is not only about free navigation and maritime food supplies, it is, above all, about security. Meanwhile, officials said that the death toll from Friday's attack on the central city of Kryvyi Rih had continued to grow, with 19 dead, including many children, and a further 75 wounded. Oleksandr Vilkol, head of Kryvyi Rih's military administration, declared 3 days of mourning for the attack, starting on April 7. He said that there was pain in the hearts of millions of people. Together we will stand. And no matter how difficult it is, we will win, he said. The enemy will be punished for every Ukrainian and for every mother's tear. A team from the UN Human Rights Office in Ukraine visited the impact site Saturday to document the damage and establish the identities of the 9 children killed in the attack. They described it as the deadliest single verified strike harming children since the start of the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Local authorities said the Kryvyi Rih strike damaged 44 apartment buildings and 23 private houses. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed Friday that it had carried out a high-precision missile strike with a high-explosive warhead on a restaurant where a meeting with unit commanders and Western instructors was taking place. Russian military claimed that the strike killed 85 military personnel and foreign officers and destroyed 20 vehicles. The military's claims could not be independently verified. The Ukrainian General Staff rejected the claims. Elsewhere, Russian troops fired 23 missiles and 109 strike and decoy drones across Ukraine overnight, the Ukrainian Air Force said Sunday. 13 missiles and 40 drones were shot down, while 53 decoy drones were jammed and did not reach their destinations, it said. Russia's defense ministry said that its air defenses had destroyed 11 Ukrainian drones, including 8 over the Rostov region and 2 over the Kursk region. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.